Hello, this week let's talk about fun, okay? Because when people think about weight loss, when they think about staying on track, eating well, exercising, rarely they think it's enjoyable or fun. So what we want to do is we want to bring a sense and a feeling of fun to the whole process. Because unless you intentionally do it, or you're around people that think that way or feel that way, it's going to always be like a chore. It's always going to be a struggle. But ultimately, we want to get congruent with the idea that eating well, exercising, we do it because it feels good, because it's fun. I was doing an interview the other day and someone asked me, I said, how do you stay motivated? How do you keep yourself motivated? And I thought about it and I genuinely answered that I haven't really been motivated to eat well or exercise a lot, probably in about 8 or 10 years now. Okay, there was a period there with the first 5, 6 years when I was really, you know, kind of getting into it, I was really focused and motivated a lot of the time. But then that motivation kind of disappeared and moved to other things. But that's not to say that I started eating badly all of a sudden, because I continue to eat very well. I continue to exercise regularly because it feels good, because I enjoy it, right? So again, you know, it kind of threw the person I was talking to for a loop. And it actually surprised me a little bit when I thought about it that way, that I don't need motivation anymore because I truly enjoy feeling good. And, you know, when I say it to people, I say, oh, you know, how can you make weight loss fun? How can you do this and make it enjoyable? You know, if they're not exposed to this way of making it happen, you know, at first they don't really get it. They think I'm crazy for saying that. So I think it's a cultural thing that people just assume that it's really hard, that it's always a struggle, that it's all these negative things. And the reality is that it's kind of both. It can be either or. And it's up to you to make it fun, to make it enjoyable. Okay, because if you don't do it intentionally, you're at the mercy of a lot of the advertising, a lot of the cultural belief systems, which say, you know, eating well and working out is hard, and the opposite, that eating all these foods that are destroying your health and making you overweight, that's what's fun. That's what's truly enjoyable. And you know this is true because you can put the TV on any minute and watch the ads, and that's exactly the message you're getting, that all of these chemically laden foods, high fat foods are really fun. And it's all these, you know, people doing crazy things and enjoying each other. And there's all these emotions attached to those foods. So sometimes it gets us confused, but it's up to us. It's up to you to make eating well fun. And it's usually, again, it's not in the taste of it, usually, right? Eating a salad doesn't have the excitement of eating, you know, maybe a pizza or a bowl of ice cream, whatever it is for you. But that's okay because that's only that first level, okay? So on that first level, maybe the junk food wins. But then we move past that and we say, okay, you know, a half hour after you finish it, how do you feel? Right? An hour after you finish it, how are your energy levels? Right? A week or 2 weeks after it, when you string all of those behaviors together, which one feels better? Okay? So it's up to you to intentionally think of yourself in the lifestyle of eating well, the lifestyle of being active, of moving, of being flexible, being strong. Now that is fun, and it's true, it's genuine, okay? So the beauty here is that you've got the truth on your side, okay? That eating well, that living this lifestyle is fun. It feels good, right? Because you're not carrying all that weight of, that physical weight, or that emotional and mental weight of, oh, you know, I wish I could just make the change. I feel so bad about myself. I wish I would just finally do it. All that stuff's heavy and it's just depressing. So what I'm saying to you when I say weight loss is fun, living healthy, living light, living energetically is fun, I'm not joking. And I'm not just, you know, just giving you positive, you know, thinking here. This is true. This is real. That when you make this your lifestyle, when this becomes who you are, it is more fun. You have more energy to do things. Your moods are better. Okay? You feel better about yourself when you eat appropriately, when you exercise appropriately. Okay? Now, one thing I want to mention here is during the same interview I was doing, you know, we were talking about motivation, and I said, you know, well, what motivates a person to sit on the sofa and eat ice cream? Right? It's not this conscious motivation to do it. It's this unconscious desire or, you know, craving for it. And you can have the same unconscious desires and cravings for healthy foods, for healthy behaviors. Okay. But sometimes initially, when you don't have them automatically, you need to put a little bit of effort into creating them. OK, Okay, so that's what this is all about this week. And it starts with an attitude. It starts with your attitude right now. You create a sense of not just fun, but enjoyment, a lightness, an easiness, right? Kind of an automaticness to it, where it's just completely natural for you to act this way. And I want you to feel that. I want you to feel, what would it be like if it was completely easy and natural and fun for me to eat well, to make the right choices, to move my body? Okay? What would that feel like? What would I look like? What would my life become now and in the future? Okay? And that's how you want it. That's how you program yourself. That's how you condition yourself. But I want you to think, how can I make this process fun? How can I make it enjoyable? And again, you may not have the answer right away, but if you keep asking that question until you get an answer that works for you, once you have that answer, once you know how to do it in an enjoyable way, it becomes very simple. It's very automatic. The challenge people have is that they only know how to lose weight in a very difficult way that's hard to maintain. And they never put their focus on how can I make it enjoyable, how can I make it fun. And it's, the answers that come back are different for each person. It depends on who you are, okay? But if that becomes the goal, if that becomes your criteria for a successful weight loss, body weight management plan, then when you get that answer and when you finally get that system for yourself, the rest is easy. Okay, but I want you to start right out from the beginning feeling fun, enjoyable. Have a good time with this. Okay, that's the secret. That's what I've studied. So many people that have permanently lost the weight and kept it off in an enjoyable way. And then the secret is that they're not dieting, they're not struggling. Okay, they've created a new lifestyle for themselves. And so that's what I want you to think about this week, is make it fun, make it enjoyable. Okay, and you can start right now, real quick. What's the physiology of fun? What's the physiology of enjoyable, of calm, relaxed, easy? Okay, what would your posture be? Okay, so straighten out your posture. How would your shoulders and your muscles be? Would they be tense or would they be kind of relaxed? How would you be breathing? Would it be a little deeper, a little slower? How would your head be? How would you hold your head? Okay, now we go inside. How would you be thinking? Would your thinking be a little bit slower, a little calmer? How would you be speaking? Okay? Would there be a little bit of excitement to it? So it's up to you to figure out, again, the details of this, but these are the things you want to notice, the physiology and the psychology of fun, of enjoyment. And where get yourself into that place where eating well and exercising is enjoyable. Okay? Even if it's just a mental exercise at first, the more you do it, the more you train yourself to think that way and to act that way. Okay? So that's the idea here. So have fun with this and enjoy it. Again, demand that this process is enjoyable to you, that it's easy, that it's fun. Okay, if it's not, search for ways that you can make it more fun. That's always the question. How can I make it easier? How can I make it more fun? All right, so do that, and I'll talk to you next week.